That's what it says in the yearbook, or the yearbook is the full name of the podcast. I'm your host, Doug. You can listen on iTunes. You can subscribe. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. We didn't do a podcast last week, did we not? Well, a podcast is like a fine wine. It's best left outside in a hole. In 2007, producer Rob, who's not here tonight, photoshopped a poster for a coworker for a local TV show. Let's call that coworker Franklin Pierce. The poster was really cool. It was a fake movie poster, and it looked really legit. It had a picture of an angry Franklin Pierce glaring at NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. The fake movie title was, "Why Does Frank Hate Greg Biffle?" with the tagline, "We don't understand why. He's such a nice guy." Now, more than a decade later, we know why Frank hated Greg Biffle. This is a really interesting case to us. According to the lawsuit filed against the ex-NASCAR driver by his ex-wife, Nicole. Now, when you're swinging a tennis racket around, it's difficult to follow this, but hopefully you can get some of these details. We'll outline this for you. While they were still married in 2013, Biffle and a co-worker had hidden security cameras installed at Biffle's house. Greg Biffle says the cameras were meant to catch maids in the act of stealing from him. And he says his wife knew about the cameras. Nicole says she was unaware of the cameras installed in the main bedroom, main bathroom, and guest room. That's key. In addition, and again, all this information comes from the lawsuit that was filed, the cameras could be seen anytime with an app, meaning Greg Biffle and his friend could check in anytime, as well as anyone, potentially, who worked for Roush Racing. Nicole Biffle says her then-husband wanted to catch her in the act of having an affair, which she admits she had, while saying that Greg Biffle was also having an affair. That's the setup. Now, here's what Nicole Biffle says happened. The cameras caught she and her mother, who'd moved into the house in 2011 to help with the baby, in their bedrooms and the bathroom for at least 2 years, which, yes, does include some nudity involving Nicole when she would come out of the shower, for example. She also alleges that Greg Biffle shared images from the camera with an unidentified someone else. In what must have been, in 2015, just a moment of intense emotion, Nicole and her mother discover the cameras. Coincidentally or not, that was just prior to the Biffles' legal separation. They divorced the next year. Now Nicole Lunders and her mother say they both suffered health issues related to the instant revelation that they'd been on camera daily without their knowledge. The lawsuit was all about invasion of privacy, and it's just something we never, ever considered. We always considered the stereotype that invasion of privacy would be some outside, mysterious, unknown party, a dark force, but not the person you're living with, the person you're allegedly closer to than anyone else. But because they have access, this, we would think, would be relatively common. And I don't know the law, but it makes sense that you would have an expectation of privacy from anyone in your bathroom or where you get dressed and sleep. It was a fascinating case already, and that was before you even consider it didn't happen in a vacuum. The marriage was already in trouble, and both spouses may have been, she has said that she did, having affairs. So for snake lights like us, this seemed like an interesting yet easy case. But the verdict, which came down almost 11 years to the day after that poster was created, did not offer a lot of insight. The ruling was in favor of the former Mrs. Biffle, but, and tell me if this sounds familiar, she was only awarded $1. Is the first thing you thought of the USFL's Pyrrhic victory over the NFL that won them a dollar? She was awarded $500,000 in punitive damages, but North Carolina state law essentially caps punitive damages at $250,000. So that's what Nicole Lunders officially wins. Supposedly it's going to be $250,000 and yes, $1. But what's the message? Both sides can say they won. Greg Biffle lost legally, but the jury found he did not violate his mother-in-law's privacy, and the first payout was a $1 bill. Nicole Lunders won legally, but her mother, subject to the same hidden cameras, lost. The damages were paltry, then were increased to far less than what she allegedly wanted, then were decreased again by state law. So the courts didn't exactly weigh in on intimate privacy rights. Good luck using this verdict as precedent for future cases. But we do know at least why Franklin Pierce disliked Greg Biffle, seemingly unreasonably, in 2007. Speaking of racing, IndyCar driver Robert Wickens was involved in a scary-looking crash two races ago that he survived, but as of this taping, we don't know anything about possible paralysis, much less his racing career. People like to say, this sure puts things into perspective whenever something like this happens, but that's wrong. This really is a reminder of what lurks on the other side of this sport and how any athlete, in fact, can have it all taken away in an instant. Wickens, of all things, was in the middle of a fantasy season. He was a very big story, a championship contender that came out of nowhere despite being a lightly regarded old rookie. And now all that could be over without him ever completing even a single season. Anything involving what might have been is always tragic, but thank goodness Wickens is alive, and I hope somehow his recovery is full. Before we go, Fox Sports once ran a photo gallery on their website, and we love photo galleries because that's the only way we'd know that what the Hairston brothers from Major League Baseball, we didn't even know they existed until one of the websites posted a photo gallery of their playing careers, and then they became like among our favorite players. Anyway, Fox Sports once ran a photo gallery on their website, and Nicole Biffle was their WAG, Wives and Girlfriends, of the Week. That was on October 20th, 2016, when she and Greg Biffle were very definitely separated and when they were likely already divorced.